Sri Aurobindo once said that man is always born as man. Okay, this is absolutely wrong. Wrong statement. If animality is there and it developed, a man will be born as a buffalo or tiger or any other insect. That is, man is the master of his own destiny.
But an animal is not?
Animal is not, because that sense is not there, that wisdom is not there. And so whatever they do not form any impression.
So once man becomes an animal, he cannot go the other way?
No, man can become animal because he can go down also and go up also. He can also become gods.
Yeah, but animal cannot go up.
After they evolve. They evolve. That according to their impressions and ideas, they take birth. So in the ideas, for instance, I am telling you a very bad example, eunuchs. They always play the part of the women. No, I can dare say they can never be born as men. If that thing is very strong. Really, you lead yourself to the next birth.
Yeah.
I differ so many with these thoughts. Although he was very, of course he was sane, no doubt, a very highly learned man, Sri Aurobindo Ghosh. He knew so many languages, 6 or 7 languages. And he can speak in that language, he can read, he can write. He appeared in IAS, he was at the top. But horse riding was necessary, even the horse riding I will not do. I don't know, he was fearing so much. That I remember. Then said, all right, you go. Because that I cannot. The top, the list. And here, when England he was, all like old English, actually speak. In old English, he will speak. Unka now, Milton's English. So all the flow on some people. Very
Whom are you talking about?
Aurobindo.
Huh? Sri Aurobindo.
Sri
Aurobindo Pondicherry. He wrote a book, Savitri, so.
Yeah.
And that was said to be, in French it was the first written. Translated in English also. I have seen that book. Of course it is a good book, no doubt about it. But you see, I think he has used the word which has got 20 syllables. And you will not find those things in the dictionary also. Quite so many words.